Who was the most dominant team in pro football history? The 1972 Miami Dolphins? How about the 1948 Cleveland Browns? They were both undefeated champions of their respective leagues. Or maybe Lombardi's Packers. Or even the 85 Bears. Not so fast. There was a team in mainstream professional football that excelled beyond any of those mentioned above. My name's Darren Hayes, and I'm the author of a book, The World's Greatest Pro Gridiron Team, the 1903 Franklin All-Stars. And I'm proud to say that the Sports History Network is giving away a signed copy of this book to a lucky winner in our latest giveaway, where you can sign up at sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways and get your name entered today. Good luck.
What, it's been a week and a half now and you're missing football? Well, don't worry, because we have plenty of it for you, because we have your football history headlines and birthdays of legends, and we're going to talk about the great legends that wore the number 5, all coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to the Pig Pen once again for your football history headlines and birthdays of legends of the Hall of Fames. And we're glad you could join us today. We know there's a lot of people out there with a lot of bad weather, and we're really happy you're spending a few moments of your day just to get away from it all and remember some great times and great football history with some positive football news. So let's talk about some things you can take your mind off of. First of all, at the Sports History Network, we have a great contest going on where you can win yourself a great movie called Greenland, and it's really a good one. You can go to sportshistorynetwork.com at the contest page. Check it out there. We also have a link on pigskindispatch.com under Win a Free Prize. Open that up. You'll see the contest there for Greenland, and any other contests are going on at Pigskin Dispatch or the Sports History Network, so make sure you check those out. Now, let's get to your football history headlines. February 17th, 1905, Andy Oberlander, the fine Dartmouth halfback and tackle, celebrated his birth. Most of his close friends called the dashing youngster Swede because of his blonde hair. Andy played tackle for Dartmouth in 1923. Then he played halfback the next 2 years and was an All-American in 1925 per the Football Foundation's bio on the great player. 1925 was a special season for Swede as he passed for 14 touchdowns and ran for 12. In the 62-13 win over rival Cornell University, Swede especially showed what he could do, because in that game, Oberlander had 477 yards in total offense. Andy ran 19 times for 160 yards and connected on 11 of 14 of his passes for 317 and 6 touchdowns. And not to be overlooked, he also booted a 55-yard punt in the contest. Andy Oberlander was honored with induction to the College Football Hall of Fame in 1954 after the National Football Foundation tallied their votes. February 17, 1920, Huntington, West Virginia. The explosive halfback from Marshall University, Jackie Hunt, arrived into this life. According to the NFF website, Hunt lettered in football as a freshman and got even better from there. Jackie thrived in 1940 when his team switched to the single-wing offense. He scored 21 touchdowns in the season's final 5 games. His 27 scores for the year set an NCAA record that would last for 31 seasons. Jackie made the first back-to-back Little All-America teams. Jackie Hunt received the great honor of being selected for inclusion into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2004. February 17, 1936, St. Simons, Georgia. The all-time great running back Jim Brown was born. When you talk about a player that rewrote the record books, Jim Brown was a name that has to be at the top of that list. The footballfoundation.org website shares that Brown in 1956 had a season where his rushing yards per game read something like this: 197 yards, 162, 155, 154, 151 yards. He ended up with 986 yards for the season, ranking him third in the nation and giving him the nod for unanimous All-America status. But that wasn't for the first down Brown's scoring, though, as he kicked for Syracuse, too. This was made evident in the Colgate game in 1956, when Jim scored 6 touchdowns and kicked 7 extra points. That's a total of 43 points in a 61-7 game. Jim Brown easily won on the ballot to be enshrined into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1995. The Cleveland Browns wasted no time to make Jim Brown their first-round pick in 1957's NFL draft per the ProFootballHOF.com website. Brown played all 9 years of his pro career in Cleveland, amassing 12,312 yards rushing and 15,459 total accumulated yards. The powerful back scored 756 points in those 9 years in the NFL and played in a Pro Bowl every season in the league, including being selected as a 1957 Rookie of the Year. Jim was the NFL's most valuable player in 3 different seasons. The Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1971 ceremonies enshrined Jim Brown into their Canton, Ohio Museum of Legends. February 17, 1959, Portland, Oregon. Neil Lomax, the great cornerback from Portland State, was born. Neil threw for 106 touchdowns and 13,220 yards at Portland State in the seasons of 1977 through 1980 as he left school with those as collegiate records per the NFF. The 1980 game against Delaware State, Lomax threw 7 touchdown passes in the first quarter on a way to a 105-0 victory. Wow, 7 touchdowns in one quarter. The 1980 Portland State team won the National Scoring Championship with 541 points in 11 games as Neil tossed for 4,094 yards in just 11 games. The National Football Foundation selected Neil Lomax to her entrance into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1996. That's it for the birthdays of this February 17th, but it's not the end of the football history for this segment in this edition of the Football History Headlines, because we are going to talk about our Football by Numbers program, and tonight we have the jersey numbers, number 5, the greatest players that ever wore that jersey, and that's coming up in just a moment. But before we go to the number 5s, let's talk about what's happening later this week. We have number 6s coming up, and a great discussion we have with Jeremy McFarlane of Football is Family joining us for that discussion on number 6s. And then shortly after that, we're going to talk about the number 7s. And again, we have Larry Schmidt, who is here on the show talking about the number 1s. We talk about those great legends that wore the number 6 and 7 jersey, Larry Schmidt and Jeremy McFarlane. Great conversations we had there. And we have even more coming up because we're going to go all the way to 99. And speaking of that, let's go to our number 5s. And no guests today. We're going to just talk about this solo. But we had some great number 5s. And I'm going to go through the 5s, and we're going to try to come up with a list of our top 5 of the 5s today, because there were some substantial ones. Now, we have 3 Hall of Famers, according to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, that wore the number 5 in their NFL career. And we'll talk about the first one now, and that's the great Paul Hornung. Paul was born on December 23rd, 1935, Louisville, Kentucky. Paul Hornung was a legendary Notre Dame halfback, and he came into the NFL. He was the golden boy, they called him. He was an All-American selection 1955-1956. But he arrived, and he played for the Green Bay Packers. And with the Packers, they got him on a bonus draft pick to select him to play for their franchise. And Hornung enjoyed a great 9-year pro career with the Packers, where he led the league in scoring as he was both a halfback and a place kicker for the team. Hornung scored 760 career points, and 62 of those were touchdowns and 190 point after kicks and 66 field goals. And he was entered into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1986. Our next Hall of Famer that wore number 5 is George McAfee. George was born on March 13, 1918 in Corbin, Kentucky. He was a 6-foot-tall halfback defensive back that weighed 178 pounds and played his college ball at Duke University. The Pro Football Hall of Fame tells us of what a stellar two-way star George was, as he could score quickly from anywhere in the field on offense, and on defense he picked off 25 passes in just 8 seasons that he played in the NFL. All 8 of his playing years with the Chicago Bears, and offensively he scored 22 touchdowns on the ground while crossing the goal line an additional 11 times on pass receptions in his career. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined George McAfee in 1966, and he wore the number 5 for his entire career with the Bears. Our third Hall of Famer is Morton Anderson. We've talked about Morton Anderson on some of our other numbers, but he wore the number 5 2 different times in his career when kicking for the Atlanta Falcons. He was born on August 19, 1960. Morton Anderson was a Pro Football Hall of Fame kicker, most notable for the Falcons and the Saints. And the Danish-American kicker had a remarkable 25 career years in the NFL. He attended Michigan State University prior to his NFL career, and he was the first player to kick three field goals of 50 yards or more in the same game successfully. He's the all-time leading scorer for two teams, the Falcons and the Saints, and he had 14 different seasons where he scored at least 100 points or more. Morton Anderson was enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in the year 2017. I think, as we've been doing, those Hall of Famers get the automatic bid. So George McAfee, Morton Anderson, Paul Hornig, those are three of our five spots are filled in. Now, we've got some other great candidates to fill in the other two to be our top five, the award of number five in NFL history. So let's go through some of them. A lot of quarterbacks here. First quarterback comes to mind is Donovan McNabb. He was born November 25th, 1976, and he was a Syracuse University quarterback that was picked by the Philadelphia Eagles in the 1999 NFL Draft. In his career, he played 11 years with the Eagles, and then a year each with the Minnesota Vikings and the Washington Redskins. As a starter, Donovan was 98-62-1, pretty good record, and threw for 37,276 yards and 234 touchdowns, and he just had 117 interceptions. You know, I love that ratio when you look at touchdowns to interceptions for those quarterbacks. 234 touchdowns, 117 interceptions. Not bad at all. He played in five Pro Bowls and 16 playoff games, including five NFC championships and one Super Bowl. That is a pretty good statistics. So Donovan McNabb is definitely on the waiting list here to get on our top five. Now, next quarterback I want to talk about is still playing, Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco was born on January 16, 1985, and played college football at both Pitt and Delaware. The Baltimore Ravens picked him up in the 2008 NFL Draft, and he played 11 seasons in Baltimore, starting most of them, and played in 15 playoff games so far, and one Super Bowl with the club where he won. And his overall starting record so far is 98-77, and he's thrown 40,931 yards, 224 touchdowns, and 144 interceptions. Not bad at all for Mr. Joe Flacco. Our next legendary quarterback that wore number five wore it for seven seasons in the NFL, Jeff Garcia. He had the number five with the 49ers and with the Cleveland Browns. He also wore some other numbers during his career. And in his NFL career, he was 58-58 as a starter with six playoff games and threw for 25,000 career NFL yards with 161 touchdowns, 83 passes that were picked off. So almost a 2-to-1 ratio in the NFL. He also played five seasons in the CFL for Calgary, and he had 16,442 yards passing, 111 touchdowns, and 52 interceptions. Also about a 2-to-1 ratio. So about 2-to-1 ratio touchdowns to interceptions his whole career for Jeff Garcia. Definitely under consideration for our list. Another great quarterback, Kerry Collins. He wore the number five for 13 of his 18 years in the NFL. He played for Carolina, New Orleans, the New York Giants, Oakland, Tennessee, and Indianapolis. He had 40,992 career yards passing with a record of 81-99, 208 touchdowns, 196 interceptions. That's almost 1-to-1 there. But he had seven playoff games and he was in two Pro Bowls. Well, Mr. Collins is definitely under consideration, but that record, having a losing record as a starter, not real good. And I'm not sure, I'm real crazy about the touchdowns to interceptions ratio there. Now we have another guy that's still playing, still fairly young quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater. He played for Minnesota, New Orleans, and late with Carolina. So far in his career, he's 26-23 as a starter, 11,385 yards so far, with 53 touchdowns and 36 interceptions, one playoff game. Not a bad ratio, 53-36. I'd like to see a little bit more touchdowns than interceptions, but he's sort of in there, 1.5 to 1, I guess. Then we have three kickers that I would put under consideration. First one's Pat Leahy, a kicker, had 17 seasons wearing the number 5. In field goals made, he was 304 of 426. In his extra points, he was 558 of 584. We also have Matt Prater, kicker, 14 seasons wearing the number 5 in Denver and Detroit. He started off his first season in Atlanta. His field goal ratio was he made 321, of his 386 attempts. In extra points, he was 491 of 503. So definitely under consideration there. And then we have one punter, Sean Lindetta, wore the number 5 on his jersey in NFL for 19 seasons with a career 43.3 yards per punt. Pretty good statistics there. So we have a wide array here. Let's go back and review. We're going to put our three Hall of Famers that wore the number 5 in our top 5, George McAfee, Paul Hornig, and Morton Anderson. And we have to choose two more from the list we talked about. We just talked about Donovan McNabb, Joe Flacco, Jeff Garcia, Kerry Collins, Teddy Bridgewater, Pat Leahy, Sean Lindetta, and Matt Prater. I've got to choose two of those. Well, I think I am going to go with definitely Donovan McNabb. I like his overall winning percentage. He's 98-62-1. He's thrown for over 37,000 yards, 234 touchdowns, while only 117 interceptions, played in 5 Pro Bowls, 16 playoff games, 5 NFC championships, and 1 Super Bowl. Donovan McNabb is one of my 5. And I think the other person I'm going to choose is a Super Bowl winner, Joe Flacco, still playing. But I like Joe's record overall, 98-77. He's thrown for almost 41,000 yards. He's still going. And he has 224 touchdowns to 144 interceptions. So our top 5, Joe Flacco, Donovan McNabb, Morton Anderson, George McAfee, and the great Paul Hornig. Those are your greatest number 5s to ever wear that on their jersey in the NFL, according to the Pigskin Dispatch. And we appreciate you joining us today. If you have any problem with anything we said, or maybe we forgot somebody that we should put under consideration, please email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com, and we will cover it in a future episode of this podcast. And we're trying to make some resolutions, and I know we're going to make mistakes. We're going to miss some people. There's a lot of players that have played 100 years of the NFL, and we can't get them all right. But you, our listeners, we're really counting on you to help us out here and do that. Want to remind you too that if you liked what you heard today and you want to help the show out, we have on our front page of pigskindispatch.com, we have a buy a cup of coffee tab up in the top right side of the screen. If you pull that down and you can make a small donation of anything you can to help the expenses of Pigskin Dispatch, we will send you our list of the numbers 0 through 5, are big picks that we've had with our guests and with myself, and we'll send that list to you via email, because you'll put your email in when you buy the cup of coffee, and we'll send that right to you so you can enjoy the list to see who we've picked so far in the 0 through number 5 of this podcast. So we look forward to hearing from you. We appreciate you stopping by and joining us again all over the world. And we're really excited about that we have fans all over the world. And don't worry, we're going to keep coming to you every single day of the year, bringing you football history that you love, and making sure you know about those great legends on their birthdays and what jersey numbers they wore. And we're going to make sure we cover all that for you. And so we want to see you back here tomorrow. You can find us on the pigskindispatch.com/ podcast. You can see all our podcasts there. You can hit your subscribe button on your podcast player right now, and then make sure as soon as we get the next episode released, you'll know right when it happens. Or you can go on to sportshistorynetwork.com, and we have all our podcasts there, as well as 16 other great podcasts and podcasters, hosts that just have some excellent content and some great guests that you'd be interested in sports history. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.